It was a brief hearing with U.S. Magistrate Joel Foppe detailing the 14 charges of extortion and bribery. Her attorney, Chuck Banks, entered a plea of not guilty and requested a trial by jury. Asked if that was her plea, Schaffner said yes, not guilty. Last month, she attempted to enter a guilty plea and told a judge she had taken payments from a bond broker, but because she said it was offered, she didn't demand it, the judge rejected the plea. She was indicted by a federal grand jury on June 5th, and this was her initial appearance. As she left the courthouse, Schaffner told reporters,
"We're just moving forward. I appreciate it, but we're just moving forward. Thank you.
Are you looking forward to the jury trial and being able to tell your side of the story?"
Yes, yes.
Why did you decide to plead not guilty?
There are just certain issues that were brought up that I couldn't plead to on the first
hearing. What type of issues are you talking about?
We're going to talk in court.
As she moved away from reporters, Schaffner said she was comfortable with the idea of a jury trial, saying that's where you get the truth. Her trial is scheduled to begin July 29th and take about 4 days. If convicted of the 14 federal counts, she could face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The FBI says it caught Schaffner on tape accepting the final payment of $6,000 at her home in Newport. She resigned a few days after being arrested. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.